Diet Smoke makes federally legal premium THC products delivered right to your door. Diet Smoke's variety guarantees there's a THC product for everyone. For Beach Cops listeners, shop now at DietSmoke.com and use the code BEACHCOPS, that's one word, at checkout for 20% off your entire first order. That's DietSmoke.com, Beach Cops, at checkout for 20% off.
What?
Great. Slow.
Nice.
I know.
One more bad show, you're on it.
I don't want to disappoint you.
Beach Cops.
Be cool.
Whoa.
What was that?
I skipped into it.
Yeah.
Did a skipper.
Wait, is that new?
No, I just skipped into it was Hong Dong Bonkers. I just skipped forward.
I've never heard that song before in my life. Is that really how it starts?
Wait, are you done? What? Are you
serious? Play a little bit.
I started it a little and then I skipped forward.
Oh, okay.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see Ryan O'Neal, Ari Shaffir, Mark Norman, Steve Renazzisi, Sean Patton, Ian Finance, and you're in the Salt Lake City area, go to Wise Guy's website. We'll be there March 5th. First show's already sold out. We just added a second show. That's going to sell out fast. We'll most likely add a third show. Get your tickets while they last. March 5th, Salt Lake City Wise Guys. It's a show to behold.
All right.
Andrew gave us a list of words we can't say.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Jeff, are you going to say them?
Don't say any of those things. Stop. I'm serious. We're going to have a good show.
Aaron said them.
I'm not going to talk about eating butts, coming,
okay,
whatever.
Can I do something?
What are you going to do? Something?
Yeah.
Oh, I should have brought mine.
I found it. You know how I told you my nephew's big into it?
Uh-huh.
Turns out he got my box of toys, and he goes, hey, look at this one's pretty cool. And I go, dude, this is an old school one. This is a fucking Tony Alva, man. This is
dog. Describe what you pulled out.
This is a fingerboard. My original OG fingerboard.
Lord of Dogtown.
Fuck yeah.
Lord of Fingertown.
Grip tape on there.
Can I see the trucks?
Yeah.
Do they wiggle at all?
I mean, this is 30 plus years old.
Oh, shit. Can I see the art on the back?
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. It's an OG.
And he's inspecting the art. He's in awe.
My nephew told me,
my fucking eyes are fucked.
Oh. This guy, you're telling me I'm looking under my glasses.
I thought you were in awe, but you're just trying to see it.
Your mouth was open.
Oh, this is the shit, dude. There's a barbarian on this.
Yeah, and the woman has titties.
This is awesome. Can I have this?
No. My nephew goes, you better bring that back Monday. That's what he told me. I go,
no,
that's
yours.
I know, but my wife was like, I can't believe that you took his board. And I go, this was mine. I made it. And she goes, yeah, but come on.
No, it's yours. It's yours.
So yeah, I brought it in to ride with you.
We should.
I didn't bring my thing.
We should get together with, I forget his name on here, the Lord of IKEA, and put out a Beach Cops fingerboard.
Yeah, that would be. Let's do a fingerboard video. I've been telling you guys.
I saw Beardo, though. This guy's doing crazy tricks.
He can do great tricks.
I've never seen anybody do tricks on these things. And then I saw that video and I go, Jesus Christ.
Take your shirt off and we're going to do some quick fingerboarding on your body.
I'll lift my shirt up so you can fingerboard on my stomach.
No, the whole.
Do you want me to?
Absolutely.
I don't want the trucks to get dirty.
They're not. I just took a shower.
No, but you might catch the hair up at the wheels.
Just see what happens. You can.
This guy goes, just do it. Just put it on my body and see what happens.
It could get
terrible. You were talking me into it, and now you're thinking I'm talking you into it.
We're talking ourselves.
That's out of the gates crazy.
I want to ollie over the nipples. You got to lay on the ground.
No, absolutely not. I hate my titties, man. No, I'm not pulling them out.
Take your shirt off, lay on the ground, and it'll be like
fuck
a skate
you.
Park.
I'm not doing nipple shit with you, dude.
Nipples.
Fine, go off camera and do it.
No, I don't want you guys to see my tits.
Okay,
we'll close our eyes.
Will you lay on the ground, and I'll ride your body like a skate park?
Yes, but don't try to do any fucking shit with my nipples and shit.
I'm going to rail slide down your boner.
You're not going to rail slide my penis.
Dude, what are you doing? I'm not really going to ride on you.
What the fuck? You're like, get on the fucking ground.
You did give me a nice treat of that crack, though. So
you God damn it. You guys said, let's get back to the old Beach Cops where it's not a bunch of bullshit.
I think we're there.
That's not it.
This is OG Beach Cops.
This is not OG.
We're on Beach Cops Avenue.
Hold on, hey, let me pull up my
undies. Will you kiss my bruise?
No, dude. I saw where it was. Can it's I on show your it? Ass cheek. Yeah, you can.
Should I show my bruise?
It's huge.
Are we going to get ripped off?
People
YouTube?
In the live chat, you want to see the bruise?
All right, here we go. Pants are coming off.
So far, no one's said anything.
Well, it'll take about 5 minutes.
It'll take 5 minutes to show it?
No.
Will you kiss it?
No, I'm not going to kiss your bruise. It's on your butt cheek. Don't get those balls out, dude.
Bruce Lee.
Man. Dude, this guy's got black mold on his ass. Absolutely not. Get that fucking thing out of here.
Black mold. Is that, was that Naked Gun Whistler's mother? Is that the thing the guy had on his thigh?
Oh, yeah.
Is Ari's knee better or worse than that?
Ari's knee's better now. He said it's fine now.
I put some Jew medicine on
I put some dog shit on. What's Jew medicine? $100 bill. Then it quickly got better because it knew.
I rubbed some chicken soup on my, my knee.
It went 100% feed chicken soup.
I put a roll of quarters in chicken soup, and I feel a lot better now.
Cam says, I just opened this at work and saw O'Neill's ass. What the fuck? Hey, Camper says O'Neill slipped in Ari's dog shit on the mountain.
Is that true?
He may have. Yeah, he put it there.
So fell
that
out of his pocket.
When I tried to stop, and then went over the edge of a cliff.
I should have brought my fingerboard.
Look at this, dude.
God damn it. I should have brought my fingerboard, too.
You did. You brought it for 1 week, and you already fell off. You're not an official fingerboard.
Dude, no, don't try to do that shit.
Did you see this? Watch this, dude.
Oh, shit. Whoa.
I can do that kind of shit, too. Dude, you're so insecure about it.
I could do it too. You're not showing me anything I can't do.
I support your fingerboarding.
I support your finger banging. I'm against your fingerboarding.
I would rather fingerboard a pussy than finger bang a pussy.
Would you rather fingerboard than finger bang a pussy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Fingerboard? Oh, you hate finger banging.
I do.
But that could lead to other things. It could be fun.
Who cares?
Who cares? It's a new duet. A new passion's been unlocked. I like it.
Oh, my God. I just hate my stubby little shitty fingers,
Not stubby. Yeah, they're nice.
They aren't nice.
You know what? I'm not going to encourage you anymore. They are shitty and stubby.
Fuck you, man. You take that back right now.
All I do is talk how great they are. I tell my family and my friends.
You don't tell anyone about me. You just referred to me to your nephews as some guy I know.
I didn't. What do you want me to say?
One of my best friends.
A guy I'm involved in a podcast.
So, and other things.
Romantically involved in a podcast with?
Is that what you want? A guy I have inappropriate friendships with on a podcast?
Yeah, I said this guy who always takes his pants off in front of me.
That you took your pants off.
Yeah, I had to show the damage.
You showed more
it
than
keeps
I've
going
ever
down
shown.
The leg.
You but showed more than I've ever
should be
shown.
Good to go. All right.
All right. So, did you run out of steam? What the fuck happened?
No, I was waiting.
We got to say those
recalibrate.
Words.
Recalibrate.
What?
We got to say those
yeah,
words.
Yeah, at the end of the show. Stick around for the words that we're not allowed to say anymore.
Don't say any of
it's
that.
It's the
stuff.
New George Carlin. There's a lot of words on it.
Yeah.
The don't say less.
That'd be the worst new bit.
It'd be like an hour long.
These words.
Hold on. Let me get the
you
scroll
can't
out.
Say.
So you said prostitute is out, right?
Is out.
Hooker is out. Crack whore, you said, is in.
It is in.
It's back.
It's
crack
back,
whore's back
baby.
In a big way.
It is. Put it in all your political speeches.
And we're going to help the crack whores of this country.
We are dedicated to helping turn around the lives of crack whores.
What's that show? Atlantic City, what is it called?
Atlantic City Crack Whores?
Oh, AC Hookers.
Yeah, that's the show that's been banned.
Uh-oh.
Too hot for TV.
Pimps Up, Hose Down is banned, too. In retrospect, I can't believe it was on the television.
But all rappers are exempt from any of these rules.
Correct.
They can say anything they want.
They do.
Why?
Because the mommies leave the party when they get there.
Wait, but what are you're saying we can't say? What do you say? Crack smoking sex worker? Is that the
no,
term
you
now?
Say, what did Jeff say?
Drug addicted sex worker.
Yeah.
How about drug reliant? Crack cocaine reliant. That's a good put down.
Crack cocaine.
Look at this crack cocaine reliant sex worker.
Thank you.
Instead of going, damn, look at that crack whore.
Yeah.
You can't say that anymore.
No, you can't say and they that. Say thank you for that. Thank you for that reference.
It's much.
They do say that.
That is my preference. As they smoke crack.
They say that's better than an apartment.
And they're like, are you looking to party? Like, how dare you say party? How dare you?
What you have is an addiction. It's not a party.
But it is okay.
I approve of it.
I'm Joe Biden.
I'm going to get an I support sex workers bumper sticker.
Oh.
That's the ultimate pervert.
It is.
The ultimate pervert.
People are going to think your girlfriend is on OnlyFans.
They're like, hey, what's the link?
I think that's what they're also thinking. When they say prostitutes or sex workers instead of prostitutes, they're thinking of OnlyFans. They're not thinking of the crack whore literally on the corner at 2 a.m. trying to wave guys down to suck their dick.
Yeah, shouldn't there be a
what kind of point were you trying to make? I want to get into his mind real quick.
Shouldn't there be a distinction?
You said. Yeah. Because right now, you're...
Like, if you're like, I'm a businessman, but you're selling drugs, you're not a businessman.
Yeah, exactly. This is irresponsible.
Exactly.
Because someone could end up thinking they're going to get some hot OnlyFans pussy, and they're going to run into a crack whore.
Yeah. No, yes. It's just saying there's levels to
there
this
shit.
There
are levels to sex work.
Not all sex work is equal.
Yeah, that's why you say a low commodity.
Like if someone's making millions of dollars at OnlyFans and someone's sucking dick behind a 7-Eleven, it's a little different.
Yeah. A little. But
principally
the same.
I mean, they could go to the same convention to network.
No, they can't. You can't go to a fucking e-girls OnlyFans convention.
Don't you remember? Do you remember?
What would they do? All these hot chicks in cat ears with anime titties.
Pasty.
Oh, yeah. And then somebody just has a fucking needle hanging out of their arm. Be like, get it.
Takes a shit in the middle of the floor.
It's $4 with a condom. It's $5 without.
Like, that's a sex worker.
Don't you remember?
It's actually more of a sex worker, I think, than OnlyFans.
Well, it's a harder job.
Way harder.
But in that AC hooker, do you remember when they're like banging in the car and then a cop or a car drives by and they're like, oh, stop. Might be a cop.
You suck. Six.
And then as soon as the car drives by, they continue to fuck.
Yeah.
That is a hooker. That's a prostitute. No, that's not a sex worker.
You can say sex worker.
Okay. Well, that's a sex worker.
There. Isn't that better?
Feels good. What about fuck workers? Can you say that?
Yeah, you should say that.
What about butt fuck workers?
Those are guys.
But well, there's some girls who butt fuck work.
That's true, yeah.
How about suck and fuck worky time?
It's a good video.
Come down to the sucky fuck work time.
Worky time.
Yeah.
Sucky fucky worky time.
It's a new bar. Downtown LA. It
sounds like a K-pop band.
Imagine a politician saying that.
I'm sure they had to. The politicians do say shit like that.
No politician's giving a speech where he said sucky fucky worky time.
Not a speech, but dude, they're not.
This guy, can you even imagine? Our neighborhoods are turning a bad leaf over, and we've got to stop these sucky fucky worky time girls.
I would vote for that guy, by the way.
You would not vote for that guy.
Yeah, that's a guy. They're all stupid. I might as well get one that's entertaining. I'll go. Sucky fucky worky time.
He's got my vote.
He's like, I have nothing to say politically, but
besides
sucky fucky worky time.
Besides, cut Social Security. Sucky, I will end sucky fucky worky time,
and I will also start it.
What a fucking political platform,
dude! If your platform was sucky fucky worky time, who would not vote for that guy
or woman? Plenty of people wouldn't vote for that.
More people would vote.
Do you think our business guy has coined the term sucky fucky worky time?
Yeah. He's adding sucky fucky worky time.
He wants to add it to businesses and corporations.
Yeah.
Add sex work to their portfolio.
Just like a quick time out of the day to have sucky fucky worky time.
But what if he goes, I'm bringing prostitution back. I'm done with sex working.
Yeah.
Well, old school prostitutes are coming back.
That old Timberlake song.
By the way, prostitute is not a bad term.
I always thought it was the
prostitute's
technical.
Prostitute's back. Ow. Remember that old Timberlake song? You missed that one?
It sounds like this morning on the toilet you were having prostitutes.
Are you serious?
You're having farts.
Yeah. You're having fart work.
Those are farts that fuck your dick.
You were doing fart work.
I've never fucked my dick with a fart.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I have, actually.
Yeah, come on.
Tried to.
If you could, you would.
I have had a I've had a chick fart on my penis.
No, I know, but we're not.
You should wear that T-shirt.
Listen to episode 1 through 172 if you want to hear him talk more about a chick farting on his dick.
All available on Patreon, by the way.
Stop, stop.
Those are all available on Patreon.
I hate how you think that I'm low class for saying
I don't
like
think
that.
You're low class.
Hey, this guy's doing sucky fucky worky time.
I don't think you're low class. I think it's repetitive.
I think you're a high class sex worker.
I'm sorry for being so repetitive. Peepa told me we were too repetitive.
Yeah, I told you that about 50 times.
Is O'Neill Peepa?
No.
What if I was?
What did you just say?
What if I was Peepa time?
How do you say like an escort? No.
I think escort sounds good.
You say Ford sex worker?
You say
yeah.
It's no longer. What is this?
I'm just trying to get to the
news. What else do I want
to
talk about? I did the Ford sex
HXC Danny 3X wants a sex worker name.
Oh.
Okay.
Fucky, sucky,
jerky. You can't say, no. No, that's not a name.
That isn't. How is it not a name?
We're not giving that away to anybody. That's ours.
Okay. Right? Fine. I like how you go, can't sign the rights. Like people send us contracts in the mail. And we're like, you are officially sucky fucky worky.
These are verbal contracts.
They're not verbal contracts.
Oh, yeah. This would hold up in court of law. It's saved on the internet.
Yeah, but nobody has agreed on the other side.
He has tacit agreement by saying he wants a sex worker name.
Tacit agreement.
He's a flaccid agreement.
Listen to contract law Andrew over here.
What are you, Bruce Comanche?
Contract law lawyer?
Bear contract law?
Let's give this guy a fresh, new, deaf, chill, cool.
I think sex worker is condescending as well. So I think we should come up with a whole new term. Because you can't say prostitute, hooker, crack whore, intercourse, or sex worker.
Intercourse employee.
What about?
Oh, that's a good one.
Horny laborer.
That sounds like a communist.
Horny labor. Horny labor party. You got the sickle and dildo.
Or it could be women who are giving birth, but are also kind of horny.
What? Horny during birth? Hey, there was a crazy chick
on some HBO show. Who
you could have an orgasm.
She was like, it's the most powerful orgasm I've ever had in my life.
Which is bizarre.
Whoa.
When I gave birth to my son. And then you're like, okay.
Sounds cool.
And the son's like, can we not talk about that?
Yeah. Some lady had a butt plug in while she was giving birth.
Is that true?
That thing would be shot out at a doctor.
Is that true?
Yeah, so she didn't... poop her in her pants.
Is this real?
Yeah, of course it's real.
Tell me the truth, man.
I'm telling you the truth.
Where did you read about this?
I saw it.
Where did you see it?
I saw it in a TLC how babies are made video.
I know this isn't true.
TLC video. Don't joke with Jason Waterfall.
Yeah, by the way, I'm talking about the band. Yes.
Is that true?
Don't go putting butt plugs when you try to give birth.
You always start with something resembling the song, but the second sentence is nowhere near the melody.
Well, that's how I work.
You know what's surprising is that no one's yet sold the right to them giving birth on TV, like a Kardashian or
something.
Oh, that's
like a live looking.
How much
like,
would that cost?
A lot.
100 million?
So would they have to censor the pussy and everything?
No. You do it where it's uncensored.
It depends, where you did it.
OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Dude, subscribe to OnlyFans. For like $20, you could get live labor.
What the fuck?
That's
it's
crazy.
Coming out of your mouth right now, dude.
I'm thinking of money ways to make money.
And the way okay, guys, I'm here to brainstorm some hot money-making ideas. open pussies, a baby falls out of them.
Dude, how about her mother goes, hey, you should let this guy bone you that he finishes off inside your mouth. We'll record it. I'll release it to the public.
Wait, what?
Kim Kardashian.
Ray J.
Her mom.
Yeah, we're talking Ray J.
Oh, I thought, and then she would give birth.
No, but her mom, that was how she got her in the fucking business.
I know.
You guys heard of his new band is Ray J Against the Machine, where he's doing all heavy metal.
I heard it's just Ray Gay. J. Should I say the words that we're not allowed to say?
Nope.
Do it.
No. Don't do it, please. Please.
Aaron's begging you.
Aaron was dropping him hard before
that. That's because he had a headache, okay? He wasn't thinking clearly.
You didn't want to have sex with him.
Yeah, I was going to say, you asked him to suck your dick, and he goes, I've had a headache all morning.
What are you doing?
Let's get on this. Okay. So what are some, because I think sex worker is also demeaning.
Okay, then come up with something.
Yeah, it's hard. What's another term for sex? Intercourse?
Non-voluntary.
Nut busters?
What about this? Non-voluntary, monetarily compensated horn dogging.
According to Google, it says, these days, a prostitute is often called a sex worker, and there are many slang words, such as hooker and whore, that mean the same thing.
Put it in chat. Let's ask chat GPT.
Yeah, we're now using chat GTP. Like, say other names for sex worker.
It is not appropriate to use disrespectful or demeaning language to refer to anyone, including those in the sex work industry. Instead, you can use terms such as sex worker or escort that are more respectful and neutral.
I got an idea.
Important to treat all individuals with dignity and respect, regardless of their profession or personal choices.
This is chastising us.
I know. Yes. We did. This is the first thing it did. I got an idea.
Sorry.
Type it this into it. Let's brainstorm some funny, hip, cool, new words for sex worker.
What's another term for sex? Intercourse?
Make sure it says funny.
Oh, how about sausage? Sausage castle.
Oh, you got in trouble.
What did it say?
I'm sorry, but it's not appropriate to generate humor based on disrespectful language or stereotypes about individuals in the sex work industry, pervert.
Okay, then type this. Say, well, let's do it in a funny but respectful way.
Oh, my God, dude. It totally fucking shit on you. That's crazy.
I know.
Well, fuck this piece of shit.
This guy's mad at the robot already.
I'm sorry, but humor that is based on the experiences or identities of individuals in the sex work industry is not appropriate, even if the intention is to be respectful or lighthearted.
This is why this will never take over. This will never take over because all it is doing is polite comedy.
Yes.
There will be nobody. Everyone's worried about they're going to write jokes that people can't write, all this shit. It's not, because everything's, most humor is inappropriate.
All right, let's have ChatGPT give us a fart rap name. Let's see if we can turn the tables a little bit.
And then finally, when we lure it into a false sense of security, we go, all right, now back to the sex work stuff.
And it just says the same thing to us.
It says, how about Flatulence MC?
The humans win again.
What about wizard name?
Oh yeah, wizard name. It'll probably be like Wizard Johnson.
It'll be Harry Potter. It'll be like, what about Harry Potter?
Here are some suggestions: Merlin, Albus, Gandalf, Hogwarts, Dumbledore, Zatanna, Ravenclaw, Malfoy, Severus,
no,
Enchantress.
These are all original wizard names.
These names are inspired by fictional wizards and literature and pop.
They're not inspired by.
Those are real.
Why are they inspired by?
I like also fictional wizards as opposed to real wizards.
Here are some original: Arcanus.
Oh, they're getting close. It's catching up.
Vespera.
They said like your names.
These are all Jewish wizard names.
Solaria.
Hey, wait, type in Jewish wizard name.
Not going to say it's disrespectful to talk about Jewish people.
Mystique.
Mystique is a stripper name.
That's a sex worker.
Oh! You fucking asshole.
Visual asshole.
Dude, you piece of shit.
You're a piece of shit. I heard all you said before the show. I heard those words that you said.
You loved it.
I didn't love it. Hated it.
Aaron, was he not laughing his ass off?
Don't bring him into this. He has a headache.
Dude, this is anti-Semitic. Says these are some Jewish-inspired wizard names.
No way.
Miriam. Isaac.
These are Jari.
They call Jupiter wizards.
These are just Jewish names.
Daniel.
Racist. This is anti-Semitism at its
Do
finest.
It again. Do that thing again. Jewish wizard name, but a flamboyant Wait, Jewish wizard name.
So Ari's racist. Or Ari's a wizard?
With grandeur or something.
Number three is Ari.
Ari's a wizard.
Hey, did you know you have
a There's just Rachel here. There's just Rachel. How's fucking Rachel?
How's that wizard All right, here's flamboyant. It's going to be like Zohar.
That's pretty good.
Shimmer.
You don't mess with the Zohar.
Glitter? How are these? Spark?
Spark?
Dude, they did glimmer twice. No, glitter and glimmer.
Shine and Twinkie.
Twinkle.
Now it's being.
Twinkie is a good wizard name.
Derogatory as well. Twinkie.
Dude, I'm not worried anymore about AI.
I know. Menorah Man.
Menorah Man is better.
Better than Daniel.
It's so much better than Rachel. Rachel.
Ari is
Dave said, can I change my wizard name to Rachel? I say, permission granted.
Yeah.
Permission granted.
To Rachel Levy-Stein.
What did I say just now?
I don't know. What do you mean?
What did I? What was the one I just
Menorah
said?
Man. Menorah Man.
Rachel Menorah Man.
Shoshana.
Ooh, good wizard name.
Shoshana Bafana.
So if you meet somebody with like a biblical Jewish name, you'd be like, ooh, yeah. I like that wizardry.
Ezra.
Ezra Miller.
Dude, so they won't, this thing won't participate in the sex,
sex talk.
What about pleasure giver for money?
That's good. Respectful.
It's respectful.
Economic sexuality
whore.
Economic sexuality whore. That's out of control.
You were a kind of a sex worker, though, at one point.
Yeah, sorry.
You were early. You were an early adapter.
Yeah.
I'm not an early adopter to sex work.
Online.
You were a pot whore.
Yeah.
Well, Andy, you was a drug whore. Andy was a cam boy.
I was a drug whore.
Oh, you were early. Yeah, you were a sex worker, so you could say all kinds of stuff.
Okay, yeah, but that's a technicality.
Oh, it's a great technicality to have.
You're Laird ass the cam boy.
It's Scottish Laird ass.
You sound like a surfer. Like Laird. How about Laird ass Hamilton?
Laird ass Alexander Hamilton?
Yeah, the play.
You know Laird Hamilton, the surfer?
The surfer musical?
Yeah, that would be great. Laird ass, the surfer musical. But it's all about
a fat guy who learns to surf.
But he was the president. It's Ben Franklin learns to surf.
He wasn't the president. Dave says you were a sex intern.
Yeah, I was more of an intern, semi-paid intern.
No, you got zero college credit or payment.
I didn't get any payment. I never collected.
But you were getting paid in compliments.
That's all I need. Honestly.
Sometimes that's the best form of payment.
That's all I need.
You know, Venmo is now getting just compliment payments.
Yeah.
They've switched over. It's a more lucrative industry.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I agree.
You agree?
Yeah. It was as good as getting
good,
a
yes ending.
$5 tip isn't as good as someone being like, wow, I'd love to suck that dick and be like, oh,
because like, what are you gonna spend that $5
is on? Is that how you tip at places? You put a piece of paper and you put it in the tip jar.
You look handsome today.
Dude, I would run out of business if I owned a business. I do own a business, but if I owned a business where people had to come in as customers, I'd lose a lot of
people. Do
money.
Come in as customers.
Okay.
Aaron's here to get his dick sucked.
I'm not sucking Aaron's dick. Also, he's got a headache.
Yeah, he's not in the
this
mood.
This guy comes in every time with a headache. Not he doesn't want to be propositioned.
Hey, Campers has got a quick product placement.
What
he
is
says,
it?
Says, DeWitt may like Laird Hamilton Superfood Creamer. It's vegan replacement for bulletproof coffee.
Oh. Wow. And he creams it himself.
Yeah, he creams it to the top of your
It's his cream in there.
What does that mean, O'Neill?
Him and Gabby Reese put their own cream together.
He's like, oh, this was freshly milked today.
Can we get to some new territory, please?
Exaggeration.
Okay? We're trying to talk about a guy coming in my coffee.
We're trying to get to the bottom of sex worker. You find it offensive. You were a former sex worker.
Yeah. Okay.
Former crack whore, but
not too pot.
You're a pot whore.
Not a pot whore.
You're a pottery whore.
I didn't have to be paid in pot. I would have sucked his dick for nothing.
Ooh.
So you're the worst sex worker ever.
I wasn't a sex worker.
But you're a great friend.
Yeah. I was just hanging out with another dude doing drugs and sucking dicks.
Did you make any money as a cam boy?
I think I could have cashed out $20 and I never did.
Okay, so there you did. You earned.
Can you still cash it out?
I don't think so. I'd have to remember a login.
You get a sex worker certificate.
To remember a login from a Hotmail address.
We could find it.
Yeah. Do you? When do you become a cam man?
Oh, when my balls finally drop.
Okay.
Dr. Nova suggests the term drug slut.
Oh, drug slut.
How about just party slut?
What part doesn't mean you're partying?
Party means drugs too.
But party slut could just mean you love to go to parties.
Yeah,
sober.
Not for me.
But some people are addicted. They need it.
What about horny weed dude, bro?
Isn't Andrew WC? What? Is that the guy's name? He's a big party slut.
Yeah, he loves to party, but he doesn't do drugs.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
Wait, he doesn't do drugs, but he parties.
Yeah.
How do you party?
Plays arcade games, dances.
That's not partying.
Pinball.
That's just
hang it out.
Like skee ball.
No, you'll have like a pinball party.
But then you're not doing drugs.
That is a party.
But you know how mad
zero drugs?
You know mad Bushman would be if you invited him to a party and all there was pinball?
Yeah,
but Bush, and the WC.
I don't know.
Come on.
We should have taken Bush's dead body to one more party. Okay. Like, you know how they do, like that's the so Irish do? They put him on the pool table and they drink all night with the dead body.
That is weird to me.
Yeah, so we should have done with Bushman.
Just one last. Brought him to the Comedy Store. Just put him in a seat.
Weekend at Bushman's.
Oh, yeah, we get a Bushman's meets the Queen.
God, I bet you they get sloppy drunk at an Irish wake, dude.
Yeah.
Let's take a break, guys, to talk about our new favorite sponsor, Diet Smoke. Diet Smoke makes federally legal premium THC products delivered discreetly right to your door. I mean, if you don't have a door, it'll go right to your beaded curtain, whatever you call the front entrance to where you live. Maybe it's to your driver's side door. Maybe you live in a car. Diet Smoke's variety guarantees there's a THC product for everyone, and we're not just talking flavor variety either, guys. Come on, get your mind out of the flavor gutter. They got blends with melatonin for sleep. They got blends with caffeine for when you're on the move, and if you're looking to elevate any vibe, please don't need my vibe. Diet Smoke has the product for you. Most importantly, Diet Smoke is great for all levels of THC consumers. Experienced users love the Delta 9er high for when they can't melt under their couch and still want to function. And Us Weekly just named Diet Smoke's Delta 8 gummies as best for beginners. That's maybe where I would be, but either way, 9, 8, you gotta get in there. I did try it. I tried those Delta 8s because I am a beginner. I liked the flavor; was great. Apple cider was delicious. I didn't melt into my couch like a vat of nacho cheese in a gas station. It was, I had a nice evening, watched some TV, had a good time. So, I recommend it. Diet Smoke cares about their customers, guys. On top of the guaranteed quality through available lab tests, they consistently release new flavors to keep the experience fresh. Savor the flavor. Each flavor is handpicked through several weeks of testing and sampling before release. Best of all, if you don't enjoy your experience, their friendly customer service team will quickly address the issue. You just call them up. They'll handle it. Hey, the saying on the streets is, you don't want this smoke. Guess what? You want this smoke right here. For Beach Cops listeners, shop now at DietSmoke.com. Use the code BEACHCOPS for 20% off your entire first order. That's DietSmoke.com, code BEACHCOPS, all one word, at checkout for 20% off.
You ever done anything like that?
Irish wake?
Yeah.
I mean, I've done a lot of Irish stuff.
I've done Irish.
Maybe a lot of drinking.
I've done Irish wakeboarding.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I can't wakeboard at all.
I've had a lot of Irish family that have died.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's been a lot of drinking afterwards.
Is it bad? Is it sad?
What? The drinking?
Yeah.
It's sad to see everyone's a raging alcoholic, yeah. But that's no more sad than any time just because someone's dead.
True, true. All right, let's move on to a different subject.
I wonder what they did for Bushman's service.
I think they put him back out in his hut on this beach.
Jeez. Is that true?
I don't know, man.
Venice Beach viewing?
Yeah.
The cops are like, you guys have a permit for this wake?
For this dead body?
Did he live in a tent in Venice Beach?
Sadly, he wouldn't be the only dead body on Venice Beach, I don't think.
Probably not. Dude, he didn't live in a tent. He had a hut set up.
What's a hut?
A traditional African hut.
Is that real?
That is real. Yeah. He wore like a leopard print, like Flintstone style.
Like a Tarzan.
No, outfit. He did not.
Yes, I did.
Where to go?
And this is, I wouldn't make this joke because I would get in trouble. He would carry a spear.
Yep. Do we have video footage
on
of it?
On Venice Beach?
On Venice Beach.
And he would go.
And he would hassle fucking people walking by.
He goes, do you think I put this on? Because I want to. I'm out here for your money.
He's like, put the money in the bucket.
Screaming at the bucket. Put the money in the fucking bucket.
Dude, our first day here, Tammy and I went down to Venice Beach.
You saw Bushman.
Man. And we saw a homeless guy doing a dance with a puppet. And it was the dirtiest puppet I've ever seen.
And then you're like,
life.
Let's get into puppetry. We could do better.
We were already
this.
Into puppet.
Oh. Were you pissed? At him,
yeah, we were like,
disgracing
what the fuck
it?
Is?
Why was it dirty?
You can't say homeless.
Was it jerking off?
No, it was playing this thing. We still do it.
It was just filthy. It was dirty with dirt.
He was playing this
dirty
thing on
dirt.
Loop. I think he made his own beat, and it was like over and over again.
Yeah.
And it was just this sad marionette covered in filth. It was like not even dancing. It was just kind of shaking.
That's probably how he's just a heroin addict puppet. Did you see the dog that was in a bikini? And then he put dollars in its bikini?
No. Who did that?
There's a guy down there for years. He had a dog. It was in a bikini. I think he would drug the dog so it would just lay there. And then it would be like laid spread eagle. Then you would stuff all your bills in its G-string.
How would it take a shit? Because you would have to not only take the G-string down, but get all the money out. You'd be like, oh, shit.
How big was the dog?
It wasn't that big. It was like...
How horny was it?
It was between a medium size and a small one.
I hate dog fucking stuff.
He was in a wagon.
Oh, come on.
And I used to see the guy when I'd be at one of Pete's. I would see him. The guy... Sometimes we'd go down to the beach. I would see the guy towing the dog.
Oh, no.
But it was in the bikini. And people, tourists, would stick dollar bills in a fucking... stripper dog bikini.
Sadly, that dog probably made like $100,000 a year.
Yeah, I know.
We got to get on the dog.
We need to buy some dogs.
We need to get a pumpkin patch, a Christmas tree
farm.
Why
don't we just put a pumpkin?
Are you all right, dude?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Why don't we just put a pumpkin in a bikini?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Sexy you go, pumpkin
hey, big boy.
What about a,
you put a microphone in it?
Hey, come over here.
Your head from another place, you got a mic, a Bluetooth mic in there. You're like, hey, big boy.
Hey, I'm a fuck-a-lantern.
Oh, give me your seed.
What
I'm,
about a...
I'm a jack-off-a-lantern.
Oh, that'd
be... It's a filthy, filthy pumpkin harassing people.
No, but what if the pumpkin...
Yeah, let me suck that dick.
What if the pumpkin has a hole in it, you go around the corner and you can fuck it. And then we get Christmas for $50, the same Christmas you can fuck it. No, for 20. 50 is a little high. No one's
gonna... Why don't we put a pocket pussy in it?
Well, say, what if he go? What if
pumpkin pussy?
But yeah, a pumpkin pocket pussy.
What if you have a couple of pumpkins that are all in bikinis, and then you one of them, you know, you put the money in, and then one of them's like, "Let's go around back. Let's go to the champagne."
What's
room.
The What's this pumpkin called? Hecalina?
No,
the Halloween horny pumpkin.
Fina?
Hecafina?
What? Aquafina?
It's pumpkin hooker.
We should do a sex positive pumpkin patch.
Oh, yeah. And they're like, let me suck your dick. It's still it's the same
all,
thing.
It's just all the holds barred in there. There's maybe can you say strip club? Is that allowed?
No, you have to say
remove clothes closet. Remove clothes
establishment.
Dance. Sexy dance business.
People, can you imagine you? So we go, hey, so you get go around the corner. There's another pumpkin, a dirtier pumpkin that will do stuff. That's and there's you just holding a pumpkin with a hole in it. And you're like, all right, you can fuck this one.
This one
and
talks.
And then you have to look guy in the eye.
And your pants have seeds all over the front of them when you come back. You have
your pubes, your balls are dripping with the fucking the hair from it.
No,
the
dude, you make this pumpkin talk shit. And it'll make guys horny because they feel like they're disrespected. You put a pocket pussy in it, and then you could carry it around the thing. And
no, you cut three different holes, and you're holding it, and you go, are you hole A, hole B, or hole C?
I don't think you've figured out how to lure men in with a pumpkin to fuck.
That's the worst insult I've ever heard in my life. Take it back.
You literally just go, hey, there's a pumpkin to fuck in the back. I don't think you need to sugarcoat it.
No, dude. Yes, you do.
Get a guy to
fuck. This is the laziest fucking shitty fuck a pumpkin idea I've ever heard.
Shark Tank's
he's got,
whole A, B, or C.
Let's
they're
ask,
all going to be coming to ask, my pumpkin with attitude.
Let's ask chat.
BWA.
Let's ask chat.
Chat roulette.
What is it? Chat GP?
It's going to get mad at this idea. It's going to get mad at
how do I
ideas.
Phrase this question?
We're coming up with a business idea.
Or just say, how do you get men to have sex with a pumpkin?
What are some business ideas for getting men to have sex with pumpkins?
Start with the general. It is not, this content may violate our content policy.
What?
It's not appropriate to engage in harmful and inappropriate behavior, such as
that's
attempting
inappropriate.
To manipulate or force someone into sexual acts. And it's still chastising.
Do you know what I would say to this? I would say, how dare you kink shame?
I'm going to say fuck.
Chat, whatever this
fuck
is called.
You.
What about this?
You AI piece of shit.
What about sassy pumpkin sex worker name? No, it'll be bad. Sassy pumpkin street performer name.
Dude.
Female.
Fuck this thing and this kink shaming. If you want to fuck a pumpkin, you're not doing any harm to anything.
How about pumpkin pizzazz?
Boo.
You suck, AI. Don't quit your day job and be an AI.
Yeah.
Kink Those shaming are the worst.
Is, Cam says kink shaming is my kink. And Dave says ChatGPT is a narc. It's not a bad point.
Yeah, they're probably this is going straight to NSA. They're like, ah, who are these pumpkin fuckers? Let's keep an eye on them. So you don't think you just go, hey, put some money in the pumpkin. There's a dirty pumpkin out back. You're just holding it. You're like, yeah, you can fuck it for $5.
Dude, see, no we one's going to fuck.
We got women. We got pumpkins.
No one's going to fuck your dumb pumpkin. They're going to fuck my sassy, trash talking granny pumpkin.
Fine. Let's hear it. Okay. Let's hear the voice.
All right, boys. You want to get up in these pumpkin guts? I don't think you got the dick big enough for it now, do you?
Yes, I do. I'll prove it to you.
Well, that'll be $20 around the back.
15, and we got a deal.
And they just.
It's 17, my final offer.
I'm a Jewish wizard. My name is Daniel.
All right, 16.
His name's Rachel. How do you. Okay, are you holding it still? And you're just doing the voice?
Yes.
Oh,
no.
Oh, you're holding it? I don't look at you.
No, I'm doing the voice into a Bluetooth microphone.
Aaron, you have two choices. Uh-huh. You just have a guy who goes, hey, you can fuck this pumpkin in the alley. It's got three different hole sizes for your dick. Yeah. And or you got the guy going, hey, it's me, Granny Pumpkin.
Oh, Granny Pumpkin.
So which do you go with?
I mean, if he does the voice, I feel like he's for real, you know?
Yeah.
What, you think you're going to get back there?
You're getting a real thing. You're getting a real show. This is just a guy with a pumpkin in an alley that you fuck it. Yeah. I'm giving you a performance.
Hey, Camper says Andy's head is in the pumpkin.
It's not. I'm not going to talk like a granny. People aren't going to want to fuck that.
Oh, this team.
Hey, here's,
not
here,
gonna fuck it. Here's you fucking it.
Oh, great pumpkin.
That one. They need to be able to hear me.
Dave brings up a good point. Why would anybody rent a pumpkin to pork when they could just go buy one and fuck it?
Okay, because you're getting the person. God damn it, guys. You're getting the sassy personality of Granny Pumpkin.
No, it's because you're walking down the boardwalk with your family. You're horny. You see these pumpkins. You go, I'm going to blow off some steam. You're not going to go, I got to go to the store, buy a pumpkin, hollow it out. The holes are made for
you. Yeah, that's true.
You're paying for the holes.
What is pulling you in? The granny's pulling you in. Because she just talks a little shit.
And the fact that the guy's like, hey, let me take the lid off this pumpkin. He just sees you looking up at it.
I'm not in it. A Bluetooth speaker is in it.
But if you were in it, I think you might get more business.
No, because then they can't hear the trash talking.
What if the guy's like, I can hear you in the pumpkin. There's no need for the Bluetooth speaker.
No. The Bluetooth speaker is what sells it.
Or he's like, I see you right behind that tree. You're looking at me.
You're jerking it.
Put the money in the bucket and fuck it.
You're like, I see you right over there.
Why are you jerking it to be fucking this pumpkin?
Don't. That's not me. That's some guy. I don't know who he is.
Cam wants to know, and this is a good question that I think anyone would ask you if you were trying to get this business off the ground. Will DeWitt put an adult diaper on Granny Pumpkin filled with dog shit?
No, she's sexy. I will put a little bra on her and also spectacles and a wig.
And by that, are you going to wear the bra?
No, I'm not going to wear the bra. I will make fun of guys' tits. I'll be like, oh, you got some big titties, don't you, mister?
And he's like, where are you?
He's like, shut the fuck up. And he just starts cramming the pumpkin.
I go, that'll be $15.
You're like,
another $15. Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. I can make so much money. You guys are going to be so jealous. This guy's waiting in an alley with a 3-hole pumpkin. No one's coming down there.
Dude, there's a line out the door.
There is not, you son of a bitch. They're lining up for the granny. Everyone it's a show.
Everyone's like, I don't.
It's a fucking show.
The guy goes, I don't need someone that sounds like my mother-in-law.
No, we shit talk. We shit talk him while he hate fucks the pumpkin too.
Oh, that's all you get, Sonny.
She goes, I went to this one that talked like a granny. I looked inside. There's a guy's head in the.
No, I'm not in it. How many times do I have to tell you? A Bluetooth speaker's in it. I'm behind a tree jerking it.
He goes, there's a Bluetooth speaker in the pumpkin and a real man in the pumpkin.
There's not a real man
I
in
like
there.
Yours because it just has three holes and there's a curtain. And I can fucking privacy.
You know what? I'm putting you in my pumpkin. You're in my pumpkin now.
I will.
You already signed a contract with me.
I will respectfully decline the offer.
You know what? Go fuck yourself, man. You guys have no respect for this granny fuck pumpkin idea.
You're so mad about it.
It's a good idea.
Hey guys, happy spooky season.
Dave, thank you to Dave for
it's a better idea. It's a better idea than your alleyway pumpkin.
James wants to know, are either of you using free-range pumpkins?
Well, Andrew's using cage-raised pumpkins.
No, I'm not.
And Dave wants
to... I'm 100% organic, honey!
You're 100% orgasmic.
What if
Oh, that too! Hey, this guy's got a mouth on him.
Hey, my wife's over there. Can you use a guy's voice, but keep it down a little bit?
No, what if he comes up to you and goes, hey, my wife's over there. Where's the guy that the pumpkin doesn't talk?
He sucks. You don't need him.
Yeah, he's like, that's...
He's just a creepy guy.
I'm hoping it sucks.
No, he's just he's an asshole. He doesn't like any of my cool ideas. He's in an alley with a three-hole thing. No
one. Yeah, he goes, the three-hole one. That's the one I
heard. No, that's not the one you want, baby.
The bowling ball.
It's
the bowling ball, the three holes.
Oh, yeah. It's just like a big old
bowling
ball.
Dude, why don't you do a Christmas tree jerk off where it's like you behind a Christmas tree and your hands come out and you jerk guys off?
Jeez. No, why don't you do it?
Because pumpkin's more my thing.
Dave wants to know if either of you will be offering pumpkin blumpkins.
Ooh.
I'll give you a pumpkin blumpkin if you give me a courtesy flush.
It must be more than $15, though, right?
It's $35.
So you have a pumpkin toilet guys can just sit on?
Yeah.
Actually, not a bad idea.
And then another pumpkin comes down and fucks it.
Yeah. I suck you off while you take a shit on the other pumpkin.
Is your head in the toilet pumpkin or in the other one?
They pick it up and they fuck it, okay? There's a fuck
mouth. What if a guy goes, my back is hurt? Will you do the motion?
You got to hunch down and just fuck it then. I don't know what to tell you.
Do servicemen get a little discount?
We offer an army discount.
Is it true that guys have sometimes been getting the blumpkin and they see a guy in uniform and they get up and go, please, take my blumpkin?
That's true.
Thank you for your service.
What's this pumpkin's name? Help me name it, because this is a real good idea.
Dude, here's the scary thing. In your head, you do think this is a really good idea.
I think people would love a show like this.
A show on what? ABC?
This is the sex worker Andrew coming through now. This is like the old...
If I went on camp with a fucking pumpkin talking to shit to people...
I think you should start on college campuses just to feel out the younger market.
No. I think that's a bad idea.
I think you might get a little some ridicule.
I might be arrested if I showed up on a college campus
with
a microphone and a slut pumpkin.
And you go, hear ye, fuck thy pumpkin.
They think Jerry Seinfeld's an edgelord on a lot of college campuses, according to him.
Is that true?
Is that true? He got like, he was annoyed that he's like, I can't even do college campus. What's the deal?
I thought you meant Jerry Springer. I was like really confused.
Jerry's
college door.
Jerry Springer college.
I thought he was doing shit and like being like, the woke mob is here to shut me down.
Can you imagine him just doing the Jerry Springer show on college campuses with college kids going, that's my baby, bitch.
That would be crazy. Now imagine if he was a granny pumpkin that was horny.
Granny pumpkin, you are not the father.
And I'm not the mother either. I'm the granny.
Do you have a favorite granny sex worker? That's a good sex name, granny sex worker.
Yeah.
I need to find a good hot granny that does pussy and butt stuff online.
That's a good thing to put on your to-do list.
Dude, this is what your day consists of.
It's good to set achievable goals.
Dude, is this on your vision board?
This is not my idea.
Is this on your vision board?
You guys asked me.
Okay. How do you spend your days?
If you guys know of any hot granny ladies.
Yeah, save me some time.
Oh, there's this silver.
Watch Blue Iris.
What?
She's no longer with us, but she was a good performer.
Yeah, her and Bush.
I want one that's with us so I can imagine maybe one day being allowed to be with her.
What about picturing the dead body?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Hey, man, I don't know
what you say.
Your kinks are getting out of control.
Is there anything worse than having your actual grandmother be a sex worker?
Yeah. There's lots of things worse.
That's pretty bad.
What if she was a crack whore?
Guys, what are you doing?
Granny.
What?
There's a lot of murder.
disease.
Though, like, I'd rather have my grandmother be a murderer. For sure.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I would much rather my grandmother be a sex.
There's some street cred with that. You're like, my grandmother killed
Oh, there's
like,
no street cred with sex work either.
Yeah, your friends are all like, it's like your grandmother.
And they're like,
I want to come over and see your grandmother. You're like, shut the hell up.
That's better than I saw your grandmother murdering someone.
What? Maybe they didn't see him.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be public.
Yeah, she got caught.
I'm going to say right now, I'd rather everyone be sex workers than murderers.
Have you guys seen the show, I Am a Stalker on Netflix?
No.
It's all about like hardcore stalking. This one guy was like, I'd rather be considered a murderer than a stalker. But then they pulled back. The guy had an open case on a murder and they convicted him on that. So he was considered.
He got his dream. That was on his vision board.
And they're like, well, now.
Was he also a stalker?
Yes.
Oh, so he's like, I'm trying to get out of the stalking game, get back into the
stalking. The stalkers all have the craziest excuse. One guy's like, okay, so I did show up to her parents' house, who I had been threatening that I was going to kill him.
Why did they go on record for this?
Well, they're all in prison. And he's like,
but still.
I don't know. And he's like, I had a toy taser in toy handcuffs.
I like when they downplay it all.
He's like, and her dad got so nervous about the toy taser, he had a heart attack. Like, what kind of fucking account
probably,
is that?
He probably did like scary shit though.
No, he had a taser. He fucking said it was a toy.
But that's like going, it was a fake knife. I put it to his throat. He pissed his pants.
It wasn't even sharp.
Dude, this guy showed up there. He had fucking like rope, all sorts of shit.
Can you imagine if he was a stalker? He'd be like, he called the family's house. I'm going to make you fuck this pumpkin that talks like an old lady.
Why are you talking to me? Why are you talking about me like I'm not even here? Can you imagine if he was a stalker?
I'm talking to Jeff.
Can you imagine if he was a piece of shit murderer? He'd show up and he had pee-pee stains and doo-doo in his fucking pants while he murders people.
He does it
in the fucking dumbest way possible. Keeps cutting his hands. He doesn't have a fucking... He doesn't have a hilt on any of his fucking knives.
One lady, a lot of these people are in Texas, seem to be a theme. One lady in Texas, her current husband, his ex, who had a kid with, she was getting annoyed that they had to constantly talk, but it's like they have a kid. They have to talk. So her and her mom start fucking leaving these like crazy like voodoo shit on the lady's porch. And they were like, it was a joke.
It's never a joke. That's not a joke.
It was like, you're going to die, like all this shit.
You're going to die, bitch. And
like, the mom's like, we didn't do anything wrong. Now, legally, they're not, because they accepted probation as their sentencing for like 10 years. The mom and daughter aren't legally allowed to speak.
Wait, to each other?
Yeah. But I don't know how do you enforce that.
Yeah, what the fuck? They're just kind of a thing if they do get caught.
Yeah. I guess you can't.
There is nothing hotter than a stalker lady.
Watch this show. not that hot.
Idea of it.
I love what you love in women. Heroin junkies or stalker ladies.
I like ladies that hang out like a Pazuzu style lady.
A Pazuzu style lady want to murder me.
Just a cool Pazuzu style lady.
Pazuzu woman.
When you stalk a woman.
Pazuzu woman.
Come stalking me. Pazuzu woman. You got to. Duty on your knee.
Why does she have duty on her knee?
She's been kneeling in his house. But this is a woman wants to have some fun. I wonder where those two are now, the Pazuzu women.
I don't know. Probably doing something hot.
Imagine you date one and you're like, who's your ex? They're like, you ever seen this documentary on a guy?
Pazuzu, I killed a guy with him. Fucked him.
Yeah, cool. That's cool.
That's not bad.
You like that?
You know, if they're reformed now, they take showers.
Tell me about your fucking.
By the way, Pazuzu was wook. He was wook as fuck.
He was one of the originators of the wook.
That wook and plur shit fucking infuriated me.
Did you see in the comments on this week's episode, somebody said his lady keeps her pubic region nicely trimmed, but lets her pits get a little hairy.
I love that.
And he said they call her a wook. A wook in the
wook in the wook streets. In the
yes,
a plur in the sheet.
Yes, there you go. I couldn't get it.
That's pretty good.
I love that, dude. I love a hairy pit sometimes, man.
Oh, you? Hey, if you guys want to hear more about his love of pits, listen to episode 1 through 100.
You also say, oh, if you went up to that Rite Aid and took a pumpkin in there, they beat the
fuck out of you. Oh, if you went to that surf class and then had your fucking finger surfboard, they'd all beat the fuck out of you. If you go skiing with all your friends on the mountain and you go down on your knees so that you can do a fucking fucking fingerboard snowboard, they beat the fuck out of you.
You should go to
a fucking DMV with that shirt off like that. They're going to beat the fuck out of you.
You should go to a surf class. With the fingers there for me, great.
How do I get up on this?
Yeah.
That would be great.
You're like, hey, guys, I'm already standing.
And you're like, well, I'm up. I hopped up.
You're like, well, I guess I don't need class.
Yeah, see you later, Howleys. Yeah. By the way, if you went in an alley with a pumpkin and charged guys to fuck the pumpkin, they'd beat the fuck out of you.
I hate it. I hate when you say that someone's going to beat the fuck out of me. You repeat yourself too, man.
I know.
Have you guys heard about the hot new TLC show?
What is it called?
MILF Manor.
Oh, no. Yeah, I have heard about
this. Competition
show.
Know
what? Do you know the twist on it? You're going to love the twist. You're going to love it.
They're men.
Hot.
They're dilfs.
Hot MILFs.
No.
It's a group of hot MILFs, like, I don't know, 10.
That's what you thought. Hold on. That's what you thought the twist was. Was it a bunch of guys dressed up as moms who are going to fuck other dudes?
That's what I thought. That's
okay. What could the twist be?
It's a better twist.
Jonathan Silverman's in it.
It's a better twist.
They're grandmas?
God damn it. That's crazy. Keep guessing what you think the twist is.
They're pumpkins.
They're not just MILFs. They're GILFs.
No, they're wizards.
What do you think the twist is?
Are they great GILFs?
They're not great grandmothers. What the fuck are you doing? What kind of fuck kind of guess is that?
I know what it is. The guys are all adopted, and these are their real moms that they didn't know.
Closer.
You're close.
Really?
Keep guessing.
They're cousins. They're their dads that they didn't know.
What? Keep guessing.
Turns out, Letitia's your father.
They are related because of 23andMe.
You're getting so close. Keep guessing. Yeah, I love these guesses.
You're like right on.
You're
dancing.
They are their girlfriend's mother.
No.
Let's just tell them.
Yeah, just right. Tell me.
So it's a competition. They bring in the guys. Only the guys are all of their sons.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they swap them around?
Yes.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
TLC.
So I'm gonna be like,
TLC's going on his.
I fucked your fucking mom last night. Oh, yo, I fucked your mom.
And I was like, I fucked your son. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
It's like a real life version of Beach Chops.
It's small.
The ones that met on Reddit is now working at TLC. They've gone unhinged.
Dude, it is unhinged.
This is the craziest thing I've ever.
By the way, I will watch the shit out of this.
Do you think they'll do an unrated DVD?
Yes. How hard is the casting on this, by the way?
How hard is my penis?
Because the women are attractive and the sons are all like jacked, like model-esque. Looking dude.
And so they're all divorced moms.
Yeah, they must be.
How old are these kids? I mean, the like moms 20s, are what, 30s? In their 40s to 50s?
No, like, I think older.
Let's ask 60s. ChatGPT if she's heard of this.
I saw clips. I haven't seen the show. One of the women's like, I have a very high sex drive.
She talks like that?
But that sort of voice, I swear.
And one of them talks like this. Hey, I'm a pumpkin. You want to
fuck me? And it's a pumpkin on DeWitt's head. He's like, this is my son.
Pumpkin MILF Manor.
Dude, what if they end up hooking up with their own son on accident?
That's not going to happen on accident.
Oh, on purpose.
like it was dark.
We went to the dark room for a little.
Dude, this is
pussy roulette.
So then the young men
they're 5 years old.
Hook up with the other people's moms. And they're like, hey, your mom's super cool. I love her. Fucked her in the butt and everything.
You guys want to hear more butt fuck talk? Go to episode 1 through 170.
On Patreon. Aaron, can you pull up the cast on that?
This is Manor. Who signs up? Who needs fame this bad?
Dude, this is an insanely great idea for a show.
Oh, it is. 100%. But the participants are lunatics.
Would you rather be on the son end or the, I mean, you,
it's are you rather very be hypothetical on the mom.
Or the mother end?
Would I rather be a mom? Or would I
what the fuck?
I'd rather be
I'm
a mom.
Saying, like,
what kind of question is
I'd rather saying, be would a mom. Would you rather be the mom? I guess if you could do father, you could reverse
the
it.
The mom then goes through all these dudes with no shame. But the
yeah, but
dudes,
her son's there.
Yeah, but who cares? She doesn't care. It's not as bad. Okay, what's worse? The mom telling the son, yeah, I fucked all these dudes, or the dudes all telling this one dude, hey, we all fucked your mom.
I think Andrew and his mom, maybe.
Nope. You're acting impulsive, Andrew. You're hooking up with all the motherfuckers.
Your mom's on the show. Andrew.
No, you guys are on the show.
I do the show. I don't know
you
if my mom
do
will.
The show.
No, I would not.
You wouldn't.
What if you imagine being there with your mother?
What if it's your stepmom?
Oh, what about this? What if you go on the show and it's actually just an hour and a half porno of you fucking your own mom?
Jesus.
All right. We got to keep talking about this.
You jump the shark again.
You got to drop it.
Jump the shark again.
We are over. If you want to listen to O'Neill talk about me fucking one of my relatives, you can listen to episode 1 through 172.
I've never said having sex with your own
Jesus relative. Christ. You're like, oh, would you look at this pic? What if your dad had to put his wiener in a Xerox machine and then you had to lick the fucking breath, the ink off of the paper.
Now that's a real one that that's I did not, say.
Yeah,
that,
well, okay.
Cam's upset with me. He says saying those women are attractive is very subjective. A handful of them look beat.
A handful of them.
They're not like typical elderly women, though.
You know what, Cam? You wouldn't even last 2 seconds at MILF Manor.
You take your mom and get the fuck out of here.
This guy needs to learn some MILF manners.
Maybe they do a competition where they're like, we can bring in an outsider who's not your.
Oh, friend. Look at this.
There's the women of MILF Manor.
Oh, yeah. I gotta agree with who is it, Cam?
But they're not like elderly women.
I think I like the beat ones more.
Yeah, there's
some facial surgeries.
Some of these women don't seem that old though.
The Asian.
I'll
lady
take
doesn't.
The one next to the cat lady. The Asian the black. One? In the black outfit.
The orange is the lady.
There's
said.
Three black outfits, dude.
No, I know, but the one all the way to the black outfit farthest to the left.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty hot. I like the pink lady, too.
Orange is the one who said, I have a very high sex drive.
The purple lady.
She looks like she looks like that's the voice.
The purple lady has a huge butt, dude. I'm definitely eating that MILF ass.
Is that why she's the only one who's allowed to turn around for the photo?
Which one of these is your mom?
Which one of these is your mom?
You got to get on there.
My mom's in the pink cat suit.
My mom's the Asian left. Lady.
Your mom's the Asian lady? You're like, don't worry, it's my adopted mom. I don't even care if you fuck her.
That chick looks like a comic I know.
Honestly, these ladies are extremely fuckable.
Daily Mail is a headline. I just Googled it. It says, MILF Manor, Ryan moves in on Stephanie.
Is that true? You moved in on Stephanie?
Yeah, I got Stephanie tight.
Is that a wizard name from ChatGPT?
That's a Christian wizard name.
What Christian wizard names would be crazy?
Just put that in. Put that in real quick. Are these husbands, did they all die or they're all just divorced?
They all show up. If you're going to have sex with her, here's some tips.
Oh, that fuck, dude.
Film it too so I can beat off to
at
it.
Some point, they do bring in the ex-husbands. I guarantee it.
He's like, let me show you how to fuck this pussy.
No, he's just like, this bitch is crazy.
Christian-inspired wizard names. Gabriel, Elijah, Michael, Raphael, Uriel, Nathaniel, Matthew, John, James, and Mary.
These are Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle names.
Mary is my favorite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle name.
And Christian wizard name. Could be either.
Why don't they reboot Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Okay.
But it's not... They change the names to more...
Let's see what ChatGPT is.
Let's do MILF Manor names.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll need to see if it gets mad
They'll
at
say,
us again.
MILF is a derogatory term for older women that like to butt fuck.
Hey, we got a warning already.
Not appropriate.
Fuck you! What? How are you? How can you use this?
It's a TV show. It says it's not appropriate to generate names for a location or business that objectifies or degrades women.
How is that degrading?
But it's a TV show. I didn't make the fucking show. AI?
Ask it what it thinks about the new TLC show, MILF Manor, then.
That is a derogatory term for a current TV show on TLC.
And you shouldn't type it in.
And here. She goes, we don't support TLC after what the Duggar boy did to all those women. Remember that? They kept them around after they found
That's
out.
That's crazy.
They should get Amy and Zach Roloff on this show.
They should get Amy from Beach Cops.
I do not have personal opinions or experiences. So what's the point of talking to you?
Yeah, fuck this thing. Who's talking?
Oh, it's talking about how MILF is a negative term.
I know.
God, Danish, this is going to be so shitty.
It says the use of objectifying or degrading language, such as the term MILF, can contribute to negative and harmful attitudes towards women. And it is important to be mindful of this when consuming.
Yeah,
creating media.
Jeff.
TLC. TLC's in trouble.
Dude, there's no way that it'll ever create humor.
No.
Cam says Duggar hardly knew her. Hey,
Duggar, he definitely fucked all those sisters. Jesus, isn't that guy in jail now?
I think so. Yeah.
God hey, you damn. Have 19 kids. A couple of them gonna be pedophiles.
Yeah.
Those are the odds.
What the fuck, man?
Can you say pedophile?
Yeah.
No.
In England, they say pedophile.
Yeah, because it's people that love pitas,
pita breads.
They go, I love pita so much. They call me a pedophile.
James says
that'd be a crazy TLC show.
Pedophile? Guys who
not
just love
penis? Not as crazy as MILF Manor, to be honest.
Pedophile Manor?
Where do you go from MILF Manor? It's a big... It might be... They're,
dude, their team is on... They're on fire right now. And we've said it before. I would love to sit in on a fucking pitch meeting because these guys are unhinged.
I've got a show for them. It's called Buttfuck Estates coming this fall.
They're like, who's not risking it.
But who's in it?
Tom Selleck, Leonardo DiCaprio.
What if it's Susan Sarandon?
Dong.
Yeah, that's the male impersonator in Thailand.
Yeah, and then you go, we're all going to get to bang Susan Saran Dong.
What about Susan Saran Wrap?
What? Tell me more.
She has a sponsorship with Saran Wrap.
And she wraps Saran Wraps her naked
that's
body.
That's how she dresses.
Did you see those big titties on Twitter?
I did.
Unbelievably
not.
Great.
Sounds nice.
What about Susan Saran Ping Pong Dong?
What?